concerned are you about a potential rise in threats or even hate crimes targeting migrants?
I mean, when you have national leaders spewing hateful or lifting up hateful rhetoric and bizarre smear that has been debunked, as I just stated when I answered this question moments ago, that is dangerous.
Oh, you better shut up, bigots. Looks like you upset. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. The chick who's helping to destroy my country is upset that you're mentioning dudes who are destroying our country because her administration brought these dudes into our country. And you better shut up about it. Or you're racism. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Here's this twat over here on X. I cannot stress enough that even if Haitians are killing some geese that claimeth true, it would be a misdemeanor violation of hunting regulations, with no right-winger considered an act of savagery when hillbillies do it all the time. That's why we call them hillbillies. I like how they're using hillbillies as a derogatory term over here. I would much rather prefer hillbillies than you lefty lunatics walking around with your smelly man-made maggot-filled vaginas pooping on the sidewalks over here. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think hillbillies are looked down upon when they kill people's pets. Notice how the talking points have shifted from killing people's pets to, oh, they just killed a few geese. They just killed a few geese. Anyhow, shut up, because this hurts Haitians' feelings or something like this. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, Gateway Pundit. Breaking, not just Springfield, Ohio. Three cats found mutilated, cut in half, with paws cleanly chopped off. No blood at the scene in Houston, Texas, in less than 2 weeks. Oh, ow. No. Shut up. Shut up. It's totally fine. This hurts people's feelings. I don't care about their feelings. There is a video on X where a dude is eating a cat, and I'm not showing that. I couldn't even make it. The dude is holding a cat up, and he's like ripping its neck apart. And I was like, nope. George, it's too much internet for me today, brother. Taking the day off, calling in sick. So there you go. There's no credible reports that this is happening. Okay, the Ohio AG has come out and said it's happening. Local residents are saying it's happening. We've got pictures. We've got police reports. Police being called. None of these are credible reports to these lunatics who want you to shut up about this. Because, again, when you talk about the dead cats, first of all, normies, that hits normies, and they don't want the normies awoken to what the woke left is doing to our country. This is exactly where we're at right here. Here's Rob Henderson. Step one, it's not really happening. Step two, yeah, it's happening, but it's not a big deal. We're here. We're already here. It's less than a week. We're already at step two. Next week, it won't even be next week. In about 12 more minutes, it's going to be, well, if that's really a good thing, okay? Oh my God, this, we hate cats. You have fashioned yourself as ugly cat ladies for Kamala Harris at this point. No, you clearly care about cats. But they, because they're lefties, will say it's a good thing, actually. Step four, people are freaking about it or the real problem. Yeah, we're already here. We're already at step two. Hasn't even been a week. And this is everything with these lefties. Everything with these lefties. Because they don't have actual principles. They don't have actual standards and points, right? It's, we need to protect the regime, right? The regime gives us crumbs. After the regime steals from us productive members of society, these people over here, these parasitical lefties, get some crumbs. And so they'll protect that establishment at all costs. So whether it's the border, actually the most secure border of all time. Okay, so, like, even if the border was open, it's, like, not a bad deal, right? Because we need the brown people over here to clean your toilets. What are you going to do without brown people to clean your toilets, everybody? That's hella racist. I clean my own toilets, by the way. I don't need a brown person to clean my toilets. I'm married to a brown person. She don't clean no toilets. Couch tonight, George. Not you, Abe. I've been hearing about you, brother. I ain't sharing a couch with you. I'll share a couch with this guy any day of the week. Anyhow, Inflation, it's actually not happening. Here's 61 Nobel laureate economists. They're telling you that the race is right-wing conspiracy to say that there's an inflation. Okay, so why you have inflation, right? It's not that big of a deal. Actually, inflation is good for every single thing. Every single thing. The regime is evil. Everybody knows this. An establishment that you can't criticize. An establishment drunk on power. They're evil. Every single one of your lefty talking points follows this. Again, this guy made this in June 14th, 2021. He did this, the same thing, because it's an aspect of you lefty goofballs over there. You can't create, you can't produce, you can't do anything on your own. You're completely reliant on an overgrown government to give you everything after they take it from us. So this will hold up. They were making this. This is scratched into the cave walls, man. There's Roman murals, mural memes with this. It's the same thing, because this four-step situation over here is a characteristic of leftism. You idiots have to protect the establishment. You have to protect the regime, even when the border is clearly wide open, inflation is clearly through the roof, and cats are clearly being killed. Animals are being killed. Pets are being killed. We're bringing people into this country who don't want to be American. They're not interested in being American. Wherever the regime takes them from, whether it's the Middle East, it's the Congo, it's Haiti, wherever these people are coming from, they still want to be those people, that culture, in our country. They just want the electricity, they want the freebies, they want the food, they want the access to water. And you're going to get ramifications of this that are negative, that good lefty propagandists want to gloss over. They don't want to talk about it because they feel it's a threat to their freebies and gimme dats. So every time. Thus far, we have one unverified phone call claiming some Haitians killed a few geese. And the cops have not been able to find any evidence indicating that this is true. They don't trust the cops. These people don't. They want the cops defunded. They painted. Same thing with the defund the cops. Hey, nobody said defund the cops. You painted it in the streets. You lefties killed cops. You burned down police stations. You tried to burn down a courthouse full of cops. You hate cops. Now all of a sudden they love cops. The cops in Springfield, Ohio, they have marching orders, and their marching orders are, turn a blind eye to that. Go find us some racist, white supremacist, conservatives complaining that their pets are being killed. That's who the cops are being targeting, or being told to target at this point. Not the dudes who've been in this country 12 minutes, and they're eating cats. The right is trying to start an anti-Haitian pogrom over an unproven goose poaching allegation. See, he keeps talking about geese. And don't get me wrong, I got a problem with them eating geese. But it's a much deeper problem than eating geese. They want to move the goalpost to geese. I want to move the goalpost back to, let's not bring 20,000 people into Springfield, Ohio, a place of population of 50,000. You Haitian? Oh, look, they're stimulating the economy. That's funny that they didn't stimulate the economy. The economy. It's funny that you got to take these 20,000 Haitians and bring them into Springfield, Ohio to stimulate the Springfield, Ohio economy, but they didn't stimulate the Haitian economy. How's that work? And they're not stimulating anything other than the robbing of productive members of us. All of these individuals over here are big money bombs for the criminals running these places. The more people brought in, the more money the government gets. Productive members of society. Go ask the people of Springfield, Ohio, how that's working out for them. And they're killing cats. Right? We need to get to a point where we go back to, we're only bringing people into this country who are vetted and they want to be Americans and they go through the legal process of being Americans. That's how you get good immigrants into this place. You make them go through an entire process. You make sure that they can assimilate. Make sure that they want to. You don't even need to make sure that they can assimilate. You only take people in who want to assimilate. But there you go. Dead cats. We got these people panicked on this, by the way. We got them panicked on this. They're all upset about us talking about Haitians eating cats. They're not upset about the Clintons destroying Haiti robbing Haiti. Millions of people missing from Haiti thanks to the Clintons. They won't talk about, they're not upset about that. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the videos. Porn Channel kept up today on missing cats, mutilated cats. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.